The Vox Markets Podcast.
It's 12 o'clock. Welcome to a lecture on the history of politics from 1700 to 1800. Do you like the background? Hey, all right. Welcome, everyone. Taking stock. John's still not here, but hopefully tomorrow, fingers crossed tomorrow, where's Johnny? If you see him, let us know. By all means, if you like the content of this live show, then please hit that like and subscribe if you could. And don't forget, download the Vox Markets app. Free from Vox Markets, but it's priceless, I tell you. Okay, get your comments in. Here we go, okay? Tomorrow, right, it's a big day for inflation. And I find it quite incredible. In fact, let's get to the comments. But I want your guesses. What do you think? Because they're saying tomorrow, okay, that inflation will drop below 5%, okay? And currently, previously, it was 6.7. This is year on year to October, okay? CPI data. They're saying it's going from 6.7. The forecasters, we know they're not spot on with forecasting, but they're saying it'll go to 4.8. Now, if that happens, I believe we'll see a rally on our hands. I absolutely do. And in fact, looking at the AIM Wiltshire here, it's struggling a little bit today. 9 days up. It's plateauing a little bit. But I think tomorrow, if we get inflation coming in at consensus, which is 4.8, that could rally, could break the 50-day moving average. Hasn't that not for a while? Look at that, since it hardly has broken it. Last time it really broke was back in December 2022. Talking like a year ago, pretty much. We're almost there in the Christmas season. So I'm thinking this could be a big figure. But let me know, what's your thoughts? Do you think it'd be below 5%? Just say below or above, or even give a figure. Let's have a guess, because we can look back on these tomorrow and see who was spot on. So it's a CPI inflation sweepstake, ladies and gentlemen. There's no prizes involved, but let us know, what do you think? Above 5%, below 5%, what's your thoughts? Let me know. Okay, so I've changed the backdrop. As you know, yesterday, Gregory sent me two messages saying, you need something a bit more subdued. Does it make me seem more intelligent sitting in front of a bunch of fake books? Because that's what happens, apparently. People believe in that. They have more trust in people who sit in front of books. Anyway, here's some comments. Mr. 1BQ, I like the backdrop, but more importantly, the content is great. Keep up the good work. Exciting times ahead for AIM. It could be. The official Santa rally could start early tomorrow. If inflation data comes below expectations, I think we're on for a rally here. Hold on to your strap in. Hold on to your seats, ladies and gentlemen. Kanicki, I like the kind of backdrop. So maybe I'll change it. If you've got a theme, and you like a backdrop, some kind of theme, I'll change it. Let me know what you want. There's plenty of backdrops out there, all fake, of course. Steve says, the backdrop, Steve A, this is, not to be confused, Steve B, makes you look like a talking Van de Graaff generator, Justin. Now, that was with the charts going on in my head, yeah. Not bothered if you keep or change it, but let me know. So a couple of things you can join in the comments with. Inflation, what do you think? Below 5%, above 5% tomorrow? It's a big move if it goes below 5%, I believe. And also backdrop suggestions, by all means. There's plenty about this. Wilderness, there's sci-fi. There's loads of them out there. But anyway, there we are. That's so good. Mr. Steve, wow, books. That ups the tone, Justin. It does a bit, doesn't it? It does look like that. It does, some kind of lecture, history, politics or something like that, or something like environment. Or, it does seem... Emmy, Santa Claus is coming to town. Yes. Just had to do a YouTube advert for vaginal dryness before taking stock started. That's from Michael. I don't know. They're supposed to be quite targeted adverts, Michael. I don't know what you've been looking at. Hey, clean your cachet out. Michael says, it's a different Michael, Michael E, rather than Michael S. 5% spot on, you reckon, tomorrow. CPI inflation. It's going to be a big day. It's a big deal. It's a big day tomorrow in the markets for the UK. It will miss. This is Mr. Steve. Not to be confused with Steve S, I suppose, or Steve A. 5.2% given today's wages figures. Two Mannox, two. Have you read any books? I read a book every day. Not a book every day, but I read books every day. It's one of the things that gets me to sleep. I tend to like UK, British spy, sort of detective stories, and murder mystery stuff. That's what I read every day on my Kindle. I think I've got at a winning streak of like 1,000 weeks, something ridiculous. But no, it does get me to sleep. Dagger 8, There's some important inflation news due today in the US. The UK, I think, slightly down. Yeah, there is CPI data as well in the US. That's later on, of course. But and we are driven largely by the American markets. I know it's annoying. But yeah, that's in the US. But the UK tomorrow, guys and gals. Okay. Let's shoot over to the front page. And nice Vox here. Some good news out today, some good big rises. Let's say Ondo, it's worth looking. It's taken a bit of a, it's done very well, then taken a bit of a battering. And then today, up 38% on this deal we'll look at. But that's what's followed. GST, Codal, most red today, Bugruni Lithium Project, we'll look at that. QBT, of course, crypto's rolling over a bit. Good Energy, hit a 52-week high yesterday. That's the stock I own. Happy with that. In fact, Destiny Farmer, my other stock is there. I got more than two stocks, but that hit a 52-week high as well. So it's good going. I think it's the market's changing. I really do think the market's changing. Liquidity is coming back in slowly. Once it starts, it'll be like a tsunami. Honestly, it won't stop. People really on the sidelines realize the market's moving. A wave of cash will come in. You'll see net inflow. And that's why charts are good to look at. It's all about the money flow. But let's look at this. So let's start off with the Codal Minerals most spread. In fact, let's go to the biggest riser, Ondo. Let's look at that first, because it's one of the most. 21 million market cap. They've announced today nationwide partners Ondo for LeakBot in the US. The USSA. So they've been in partnership with a Fortune 100 insurance company nationwide to offer the LeakBot device to US homeowners insurance customers, part of the Insurance Smart Home Program. I did read the broken note on this, and a very good scalable project this, so it's good. And Sarah Jacobs, the vice president. Why couldn't they get the president? Where's the president? He said the average cost of a water claim is more than $12,000, but many water losses are preventable. We're excited to offer a LeakBot solution to our customers to help reduce these avoidable accidents. And Craig there says, it's a great honor to be chosen by one of the biggest and best insurance companies in the U.S., deploy this. Let's have the chart there, because it did have a bit of a sell-off, Ondo, but now it's bounced nicely. And in fact, look at that. Do I need to say anything about that? Look at that 200-day moving average, ladies and gentlemen. Look at that. Came all the way down, bounced off it nicely. Boosh! Up. As far as valuation, I did look at the broken note, so they haven't updated on this. But they were showing for the full year expectations. What's the market cap? 21, 22, 2.8 million top line loss making. I think they're not making an EBITDA profit till 2026. They did suggest in the previous broker they mainly raise money. So, I think it's 2.8, 6.8 is top line. 2.8, 6.8, 11.2 for 2026. And then it's about 400,000 of EBITDA cash there. So value is questionable, but nevertheless, when you've got a growth stock like this and there's momentum behind it, it doesn't half rally. So it's nice to see that, because I know people were sort of getting in here, and in fact, look at the fall down from here. It dropped 50% from the high there. Wow. But now one day it's gone back up by 38%. So it's nice relief bounce here. The people are holding, especially if you bought up here somewhere. But like you see, good trend lines up and down there on that there. But Ondo! Okay, Codal, Bugruni Project Lithium, this resource update here on the lithium. And they say they've the total resource now has increased 31.9 million tons and 1.06 lithium oxide, and that's why. How is that? It's like an increase of 40% here on that, and so it's going well. I know the lithium price is softening a little bit, isn't it? And in fact, another one, Atlantic Lithium out today with new licenses. We're looking at that as well. But let's quickly do the chart on COD. I do like the ticker COD. COD Minerales. Like I said, well, we looked at this plenty of times before, and you can see there, range. 3 sticks for the chart, ladies and gentlemen. Uptrend, downtrend, range. There we go. You see a range there. Boosh. Breaks out of that range. Okay. And now we're starting in your uptrend. There we are. Nice rally there. That's a cracking rally, isn't it? From that sort of a range there, it went up to, 160% up. That's nice. Very nice. Good news there for that. Any more guesses on the old CPI? Backdrop of John fishing on the river. Yeah, maybe that's where he is. In this weather, I don't know what the weather's like with you, but absolutely dreadful here. I literally had to clean down my patio because it flooded the garden and all the mud had gone on the patio. I did that on Sunday, and that's happening again. God. There's some important inflation news here at US. GMR looks healthy. Good growth, a bit of small-scale gambling. It's not for everyone. Take a look, bro. Take a look, bro. Yeah, my children. HCM news looking pretty grim. Can't access final 131 million in bond. So now just 38 million left. Yes, we will look at that. That's one of the most read, actually. And in fact, if we go over to the Vox page there, most of the fallers today, right, on the front page are all about funding, apart from Rockfire, where they've pulled out. They're going to acquire this licensing, termination gold, Emirates acquisition. And they said, further to the announcement on the 8th of November, in response to the UK government sanction on imposed on Paloma Precious Metals, the company has formally withdrawn the purchase agreement for this. So it was, they didn't have a license anyway. If this, I think it was gold trade company. So it was quite a sort of risky acquisition. But like I said, if we go to the front page here, most of these companies falling, it's all about funding. And that's a very big issue. If you're looking to invest in a loss-making company, the first thing you should check, I check first of all the market cap, but first thing you should check is how much cash do they have? Because the cash has got to come from somewhere. And invariably, it comes from shareholders. You know, they have to raise money. And so Horizonte, like you say, it's a bit of a nightmare here. They've got delays. They haven't Araguaia project. They're now cutting back on everything. They're advancing only critical work for here. But they say senior debt, they've got 38 million, which will provide sufficient working capital to around mid-December. They don't even get to Christmas. Unless there are positive outcomes from conversations with suppliers, other cash-preserving measures, or other financing solutions, which, if successful, should provide sufficient working capital until late Q1 2024. So, like I said, you know, in this environment, it's the worst environment to run into funding issues. Like I said, you know, cost of capital is very expensive. People are very risk averse. And so if you look at the chart there, it's a bit of a nightmare. Yeah. I mean, in fact, if you, let me just get rid of the 50. Just leave it there. If you use the old 200 moving average, the bull bear line, look at that. Boom. Woo-hoo! That is like, literally dig, 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 dig. You know, the roller coasters in the fun fair. Dig, 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 dig. Mm-hmm. That's a hell of a drop. That would be a hell of a, one of the best rises in Alton Towers, that would be. But yeah, I feel sorry for shareholders in that, because it's something you don't see coming. But funding, you know, like I said, it can always happen in this environment. Always happen. It's a one now, you know, it's a question, will they get this away? What's going to happen here? Because it is very worrying. It's very grim. Very grim read. And in fact, I don't want to focus on negatives, but this is all about, you know, Inspirit as well. I think they've raised some money. Have they raised some money? They're placing, directed dealing. How much have they placed? It says 200 grand there. Is that it? Or is it more than that? But that's that as well. There's also Renalytics in a 26 million market cap. I mean, if you go through what they're saying here, the cash they have, where's it by? Control F, cash. There we are. Cash equivalent is 13.9 million, but the net loss for the quarter was 10.2. So that's a little bit concerning. You know, it's a high cash burn, that. So, it's very concerning. Let's look at the chart of Renalytics. Oof, yeah, look at that. Let's scroll out. That's a hell of a roller coaster ride again. You know, 200 moving average, break down. So that's that. Let's have a look at some other bits of news here. So Premier African, the ball mill stuff, they're trying to get that over. It's down 23% because production delays are going to, again, they're going to stop everything else until they get what the new ball mill is projected to be arrive in December. until that time, they're going to stop everything else, apparently. No more shipments for this part of the year. What's the chart of prayer? I know there's a ramped on sort of Twitter and all that stuff. It's one of those ramptastic stocks, isn't it? Oof, again, not pretty. It just, you know, just look at if you need this, you know, a point of reference for charts, if you aren't good with charts, just look at where the red line is and see which companies are below that, which companies are above that, you know. They're climbing towards it, it's good. If they're moving away from it, it's not good. Let's look at Horizonte. We've seen that. Premier, yeah. Gritling, they commenced drilling. A 100% owned Ernest Giles project, co-funded Diamond Drill Corps to test high-priority Meadows Gold prospect. So the first two drill holes, this is Gritling Gold, co-funded by the government, Western Australia's Exploration Incentive Scheme. A drilling grant up to $220,000, man. Fantastic. So this was showing a bit more promise on the chart recently. Well, there we are. There we go. A breakout, 200 moving average. It's come down from a long way, but it is breaking out there. And that's, look at this now. I did draw that line weeks back. Like I said, that previous resistance could now be support. Like I said, that 9 pence level. And it looks like it's still holding there because it's dipped 1, 2, 3 times down to that. So that's Gritland Gold there. Maybe that is a sport. Argo, a favorite, you know, previous Hope Pipe potential stock that went crazy, got away from me. I dumped it. It did 10 bags after that. I think they were just waiting for me to get out. And then it just went whoosh. Financial Hope accrued $4.4 million in power credits from economic curtailment at Helios. Okay. Decrease in the average cost of Bitcoin mined by 33%. From 17,000, the decrease in cost of Bitcoin. Okay. They mined 300. I do find Bitcoin still bizarre. The concept of mining a digital asset. It's nuts, isn't it? Digital mining. Just crazy. You don't actually use any shovels or drills, just computers. And you have to solve problems. And then, you know, Yoko Moku Nagasaki will probably up the rate. I do believe that can happen. I believe the final twist in the Bitcoin tale will be the founder saying, I'm increasing the supply of Bitcoin to 100 million. Because we don't know who he is. You can't trust him. Who is he? Reduced debt owed to Galaxy from 32 to 27 million. So there's a little debt there. And ended the quarter with 70 million of debt outstanding. It is nuts. 70 million in debt outstanding, and they're hoping to pay that back with mining digital Bitcoin. With digital computers. It's a crazy, it's an alternative universe, isn't it? Really, really nuts. How is Argo's chart looking? Argo blockchain, yeah, it's flatlining a bit, isn't it? Tried to break the 200, come back down, gap down below it, down. So what was that? 4 or 5 charts so far below the 200-day moving average. Let's look. Rev B. I've just filled in the interim results for Rev B. I'll show you now on my spreadsheet. Results had any thoughts? Figures look good. Cash has also increased in the first 2 months since these results, and also more debt. I did get the feeling that they're not, you know, it's improving. You know, definitely. Good afternoon. Sorry, I'm late. That's Super Mono. You're okay. That's very polite. It is like you're stepping into my study here. Super Mono says, I do apologize. I'm a bit late. Oh, come in. Take a seat. It's fine. It's fine. Are you in the East Wing Library? Yes, this is the East Wing Library. You recognize it from a visit. Emmy, huge problems for Prem. Cash issues, dilution issues, mine contractor, stock contradicting them. Rainy season coming with open pit mine. Disaster waiting to happen. That's, do you know what? Sometimes I'm a bit kind on companies because basically I get abuse. If, you know, as soon as you invest in a company, like I say, you're subjective, you know? And sometimes you get confirmation bias on everything. So even if negative news comes out, people spin it as a positive. So if I say anything a bit negative, if I just say what I think, I just get abuse on it. So, you know, you're deramping it or you're ramping it, whatever. So I quite like that. Emmy, I quite like that honest, open opinion, because you can say it and no one knows who you are apart from Emmy, which is quite good. Rob Mitchell. Sorry, Rob. Cash burn far too high. We'll run out of cash by January. Yes. Mr. Steve, I can't see your Viz annuals on the shelves behind you, Justin. Yeah, I've just pushed those off to the right there. They just spoil the feel, wouldn't they? You know, I looked at an erudite man just come back from exploration somewhere, you know, for fossils. So Viz manuals wouldn't fit in. Yeah, so what we're looking at, RevB. Okay, so let's look at the official. By the way, let's just look at some nice pictures in this. This is now Atlantic Lithium, you know, using the new RNS format to their potential. So they've got a grant of highly prospective licenses for lithium, granted new license. Do you know what? I just got a feeling they're in the Ghanaian government getting on very well. But so these licenses are, what are they? Excuse the pronunciation. Bewazi and Sinya Beraku prospect licenses covering 6.93 kilometers, 82.11, respectively granted. They're situated in the company's Cape Coast lithium portfolio in Ghana, with Bewazi along strike within 300 meters of historic Ikasumaku Hill occurrence, with spodumene pegmatites have been observed. So, and in fact, here's some pictures here. That's where they are. Awoya! That's there. And this is the new licenses granted here. And like I said, that's about 15 miles, is it? 15 kilometers. It's not far. And then we go in a bit more detail. Anyway, nice pictures there. You can see the, you know, spodumene crystals evident there. So, yeah, I like that, using that to their max. What's the chart doing? I think, you know, a lot of these companies are being dragged down by the lithium price. But in that environment, like you say, you've got to be a low-cost producer below anyone else. And they are, I think. Was it about $400, I think, their cost? So there we are. So Revolution Beauty. I know it's a bit of a failure because it fell off a cliff and people like to, you know, catch these. Up only, you know, what's the market saying? The market's saying, you know, 2.89%, 3% up. They're saying H1 revenue up 20%, driven by volume growth across all regions and softer prior year comparatives. So they are saying the year previous is there. Strong improvement in EBITDA, up 14.3 million. Of course, they're up, but they still adjusted EBITDA, that is. New CEO, new CMO, new COO appointed, bringing considerable industry expertise. So there's the figures there. And in fact, because this is not final results, I haven't got forecasts here. So as you know, I look at growth, value, health, efficiency, and I also look at momentum and potential as well. So growth-wise, you see there, enterprise value, they have got debt of 31 million. That's because the enterprise value is above the market cap. Cash, 8 million. Operating cash flow, like I said, 900,000. Free cash flow, used 1.9. But it's better than previous. I mean, and you're showing the growth there. I mean, it's not profitable, but it's improved. And that's a good sign. So growth is going in the right direction, even though they're making a little bit of a loss. But value-wise, of course, price to earnings had P of 129, EBITDA of 28. I'm hoping this will improve, because let's say that if you look at the figures, now let's go to the figures, they may be a bit small for you here, but you can see, let me just scroll in here, you can see there a drastic improvement, from an operating loss of 12 million to half a million. And so they've gone from, 12 million EBITDA, pretty much 2 million there. So it is improving, on things. So if you go back here, health-wise, I said they're not particularly healthy. They got net debt of 23. Gross margins are decent, but like I said, the rest are a bit lackluster. But let's look at the momentum. They're above 50-day, above 200-day, but the 50-day hasn't crossed the 200-day. So it's, I do think they're improving. You can see they're improving. It's not my thoughts on it. But it's come down from a long way, isn't it? It's, IPO'd at around about 150, 160. And it did hit at the low 12 pence. Wow. But nevertheless, if you put a 50-day on this, is it about 50-day? Maybe. Yes, look at that. So 50 is an early indicator, And it really needs to get above these, above this previous highs and the gap. But nevertheless, I do think the figures are improving. hopefully it'll continue in that vein. Okay, that's Revolution Booty. What else was there? Something else here. Atlantic Revolution Cargo. Also, just on the positive front, one of those rises. Zagona Communications, they raised 300 million. I don't understand the market cap there. I don't know what's going on here. They raised 300 million to acquire Vodafone Spain for 5 billion euros. I couldn't make head not over the story here. I don't know if you know anything about this, but I couldn't make head or tail of that. Anyway, apart from raising that money, Allergy Therapeutics, they got some good news out on their G306 GRASS phase 3 trial meets primary endpoint. That's grass, as in allergy grass, not grass. Phase 3, not that kind of grass. So it's very good. The efficacy and safety of GRASS Meta MPL meets primary endpoint. So, you know, phase 3 is very significant, pivotal move. But are they undergoing a takeover or something? Helps. It's a benefit of millions of patients affected by grass allergy. In fact, my oldest son, really bad grass allergies. And we didn't realize this until we went to some kind of park recently, years back. And literally, his eyes really, his eyeball was looking in the wrong direction. He was so swollen. But he suffers from that. Really, grass allergies, it's horrible. So that's good for that. And what is the chart on that? I'm sure they're some kind of, it's been bombed out, isn't it? But it's trying to turn around a little bit. There we are. Hang on. What is the news there? Oh, yeah, there's a take form. Okay. Offer disclosure. Where did this start? If anyone knows, let me know. It carries on. These are 8.5. I don't know what's going on. There's some kind of offer there. Bushveld, why is that rising today then? Bushveld, this is Etsy. Why am I always being shown ladies? I'm not gonna buy a costume like that for me or my wife. There's nothing on Bushveld news wise, but they are rising for some reason. BMN, anyone know why? Is vanadium prices up? What's going on here? Oh, look at that. That's not too bad. It's early starts. You know, it hasn't been that high above 15 moving average for a while. In fact, there it sort of seems, you can see their previous support resistance gone down massively from then. So maybe who knows? You know, a higher low there. Maybe the start of a bottoming process. And you're seeing some of this and got a few stocks. Of course, that will translate into the AIM All Share eventually. And it'll start turning around. I think the AIM All Share tomorrow could hit 705 if we get good news on inflation. And if it does that, AXX, then that's a previous, look at this. It's a previous, there, close. Close is 704. If you can get above that, that's quite bullish. And right there is the 50-day moving average. So that'll be quite bullish if we can do that tomorrow. Any more comments? Most of the airlines are doing a lot better with geopolitical situation easing. Wizz also has positive broker rating yesterday. Okay, it's from Dagger. Don't know who the Bitcoin guy is, but I do know he is very rich. Wonder how many coins he owns. Wonder if he can get at the undermined coins himself. Yeah. Justin, you should commercialize and sell your spreadsheet. It's for members only. BMN, a 50k buyer has appeared. Oh, okay. One 50k buyer or many? Plus seller seems to have stopped dumping. Okay. Yeah, that's it. See? And I keep saying this for all you anti-chart people, you know, that is what happens. You know, when a seller dries up and a buyer comes in, it's reflected in the chart. It's the truest, you know, depiction of money flow. If you consistently get, you know, buyers coming in, net demand, the share price will rise. And you've often find 52-week highs, companies hitting those carry on because you know, people like to buy rising shares. People like to sell falling shares. Until that dries up, you know, it can continue. Anything else on the front page? There's another front page of Vox there. We see what they're covering, guys and girls. Fintel acquires vouched for a $9.1 million deal. Okay, Fintel. Let's go to Fintel, actually, on the chart. Fintel. Well, there we are. We've seen a lot of downtrends. That's not. It's the lowest was back in October last year. It's bouncing along this range. It'd be nice to can break out above this sort of 220 level. Atome. That's quite interesting, Atome. Valletta project in Paraguay secures free trade zone. I'm not into resource companies I used to be into anything until I've sort of honed my strategy a bit. But the people behind this are quite interesting. And if you look at the broker forecast on this, they're very big. They're like, I think it's something like profitable in 2 years, doing 150 million in revenue. So worth putting that on your watch list a bit at home. As for the chart, I think they're near all-time lows. But I don't know what you know, but I mean, I'm just going off broker forecast there. And I don't know. I've interviewed one of the guys once, but they're listed back here. And they are going up and down. But I do think, like I said, you're looking for companies, especially in the resource sector. Well, anywhere, really. You're looking at huge, for microcaps, or, you've got to know what the reward is. I used to, for a long time, invest in companies not knowing any idea about the potential reward. That's just insane, isn't it? It's like buying something, hoping to sell it on without even knowing what is it worth? What's the potential? You've got to know the valuation and potential valuation generation. And so that there, along with another one, I think, is Infinity, also got big upsides. I mean, they are, quite capital intensive, those two companies. Not obviously the margins aren't going to be massive. But nevertheless, the growth in Infinity and Atome are quite big if you believe the broker forecasts. What else is there? Anything else front page? That's Atome Energy. Anyway, granted free trade zone in Valletta project. Just explain what they're doing. They're an AIM-listed company targeting green fertilizer production with a 445 megawatt of projects in Paraguay and further pipeline of potential projects in Central America and Iceland. So, you've got a jurisdiction as well, jurisdiction risk a little bit. But nevertheless, they've signed 145 megawatts of power purchase agreements with Andy. Thanks, Andy. Sylvia. Anything else on the front page here? Let's look. Atlantic Energy, yes. That's me from yesterday. Big rallies occur. I'm convinced of it. I'm convinced we're on for a big rally in 2024. Absolutely big rally. Anything else on there? Anything else worth looking at? What do you say? GMR. GMR. Gaming Realms. Yeah. I just found a bit... So what's the news here? Interim results. Okay. Let's look at the chart. GMR. Oh, it's not a bad looking... look at that. You see there, Dan. Series of higher lows. Okay. Broke that along with the 50. Let's get rid of that. Try to break a day, went it down. And then, look at this, you've got then high highs. See? And higher lows. But now we've broken down a little bit here. But what about the valuation? I think I did a lot of these recently, a question of the valuation. So total revenue of 11.5. So let's say 23 for the year. A decent, look at that margin, the profit before tax, 2.4, is decent margin there. So let's say five, so that's five maybe, five for the year, 101 is, so PE of 20, I suppose, so yeah, but and what's the growth there? Yeah, 37%, that's very good growth there. So total revenue, 36%. When you look at growth companies, tend to look at, you want to get above 20% top line growth. That means within 4 years, you're doubling your revenue. If you can consistently do that, 20% or more, and of course, valuation should double as well, but the market's ahead of figures. So they say they'll price that in on the way. So yeah, cool. That's GMR. Anything else? Anything else, ladies and gentlemen? I've been banging on up here. Do you still own TGP? No, I had a stop loss in, got out, and I thought, is it the kind of company I want? Is it a little bit indebted? I do believe there's a lot of upside there. Wind farms, they've got a huge Tegmar group, of course. They've got a big pipeline of work on there. But I just thought, it's a bit of debt. margins aren't going to be high. I just I tripped out a stop loss on there. But yeah, there we are. Hi, have you an opinion on what will happen to EUA? No, I'm generally, I think if you look at jurisdiction, it's been a lot of hype. I don't understand it. I mean, a friend of mine, I don't know if I mentioned this before, a friend of mine asked me about it. And I said, it's an exploration company valued at 700 million at one time in Russia. I didn't understand the valuation at all. Then what's going on here? Apparently they bought out. And a friend of his, who's not really an investor, but he'd been told by someone else, this is going to make him rich. And that's the trouble. A lot of people fall into investing on the tip from someone else who's not really an investor. And I think he invested a lot of money up here at like 26 pence. And, you know, Ukraine, Russia happened, and now it's down at 3 pence. I've no idea what's going to happen, but like I say, it's moving average, it's not breaking that. What's your thoughts on it? I know it's a bit of a hope high potential stock, but what's the market cap on this now? To me, it's just too risky for me, really. I mean, 55 million. I don't know what's going on. What's the last bit of news there? Response to speculation. What's speculation? Revised update following speculation resulting from services winding up notice on around. The company has received a winding up position today. The matter relates to unpaid invoices amounting to approximately. Personally, you know, it's a gamble, isn't it? Really, and everything's about probability, of course. So you can say everything's a gamble, but there's higher chances of a positive return elsewhere, I think, for less risk. And so that's my thoughts, really. But I don't know too much about that. And quickly, just top business stories is wage growth overtakes inflation for the first time. If you look at this closely, this chart closely, right? The prices, CPI, of course, tomorrow we'll have the reading. Will it come down to 4.8? And these are wages, but wages are also rolling over, look, slowly. So they say here, pay growth has outstripped inflation by the most for 2 years, in a further sign that a squeeze on living costs may be starting to ease. However, the number of job vacancies fell for the 16th month in a row in signs the jobs market is weakening. And I said this yesterday, the jobs market's weakening, there'll be less, you know, upside for pay and wages, because of course people can't get jobs. You can't step into a job and expect a 10% increase in your wage. You go for anything if you're desperate. But the estimated number of vacancies in the UK fell by 58,000 to now, just shy of a million. But why there may be relief for many as the gap between pay rises and inflation widens, it is largely due to slowing price rises rather than big jumps in pay. And so they say future price rises diminish the jobs market as it starts to weaken. They're saying unemployment could be up to 5% next year, the equivalent to losing more than 150,000 jobs, which means wage growth is likely to slow further. Of course, wage growth is a very much a lagging indicator. And so if you get employment going up, that wage growth will also, you know, slowly go down. I think tomorrow, big news, let's see what CPI is. But with that, I think you can see it's starting to roll over. You know, that will follow that round and down eventually. People cannot command higher wages when their colleagues are being, you know, being made redundant, essentially. With a weakening labour market, that's not going to happen. So, and this all plays into, of course, bad news is good news. That's what you want, is a softening of the labour markets, because that brings down inflation, number one enemy. And we'll see that tomorrow. Will it be 4.8? If it is, I expect a rally to happen. And I think the start, maybe the start of a bull market in the UK. Who knows? But obviously, it's the US CPI detail this afternoon. Anyway, that's it for today. Thank you very much. Mr. Steve says, EUA, be very careful there. Yeah, I just think there's better risk rewards on offer there, very fast than that, because it's very risky. And what's the reward? I don't know. Okay, by all means, if you like this, then please do hit that like button and subscribe to the channel. We're getting close to, I think we're 6 away from a round figure, which is always nice to get a round figure. And as always, download the Vox Markets app. It is free. If you haven't charged it, you're insane. Honestly, try it now. Go to voxmarkets.co.uk/app. Download it, follow some companies, and you'll be sent RNSs straight to the front screen of your smartphone without having to leave your comfy chair. Thank you very much. I'll speak tomorrow. Bye, bye, bye. Maybe John will be here. Where's Johnny? And by all means, if you want to suggest a theme for the background, fire away. I think it's too early to go Christmas yet. Maybe start in December, we'll go Christmas theme. But let me know. Bye-bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.